Of Portugal. Each region in Portugal develop distinctive dances, and they've got a couple different kinds they're doing today, I think starting with the Vira. Many of these dances do reflect older customs from Portugal, such as courting and matrimonial customs, and the dancers are wearing different types of traditional costumes from around Portugal. So right now, we're going to start with the first number. We're not ready to start with the first number. We are ready to start with the first number. So we'll get going and they'll come in. Thanks.
All right, we are the Portuguese American Suncoast Association dancers from St. Petersburg, Florida. All right, thank you. All right, we're done with that. There you go. That's very good, very good. We're not ready. All right, once again, there you go. Now I hear myself. Once again, we're from St. Petersburg, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is our 25th anniversary. We started 25 years ago, back in 1979. Yeah. And it even happens that the present director was one of those. Rodney, I didn't introduce him at the other show. Rodney, he was 7 years old back in 1979. And Christiane, they're the present directors, the two of them. All right, here we go. And we're going to go right on to our first number because in the middle of the program, we would like you to participate. So our first number is going to be Malhão Traçado. Let's get it ready. They're going to Malhão Traçado, which is number 11 on the CD. And we're ready. Oh. Thank you. on. See, you know, they're not. There you go. Here we go. It's going. It's getting there. That was Malhão Traçado from northern part of Portugal. You know, Portugal is such a tiny country, 150 miles wide and not even 400 miles long, attached to Spain, right in the Atlantic. But we're famous for fishing, famous for wine, and one other product. Our number one product in Portugal, cork. That's right, cork. We produce 60% of the world's cork. And we bring you a little bit of folklore to Florida because, like I said before, we've been around for 25 years. Our group is actually much larger than this one, but half of the group right now, or quite a few, are in Portugal, and some are in Massachusetts because of graduations. So, but we do have the best of all, right? Right, Tina? There you go. Our next number is number 3, which is 22 Vira Cruzado. And that's for the youngsters. Are they ready? Vira Cruzado. Cruzado. The crossed Vira. Cross. One that's not so young.
Com teu manel, minha mãe querida, vou dar teu anel, deixa prometida.
Thank you so much. Let's have the youngsters out there. Take all the young ones. Come on out. Come on, children. Come on. There you go. Thank you so much. The groups in Portugal represent one area only, one province, or even just one little district. Here in the United States, the groups usually represent Portugal, all of Portugal. And we represent every province of Portugal, plus Madeira and the Azores. Now, we don't have everybody here today, but we do have somebody from Minho. Let's have the Minhotas and Minhotos out there. And these are the ones from the most northern province of Portugal, where they pick the grapes. And they'll be picking them there in September and October. So these are the Minhotas. As you can see, they're heavy. Heavy costumes are very colorful. Of course, these are not the working costumes. These are the festivities. But of course, it represents the working costumes. The ladies are covered from head to toe. They'll have the kerchief on their heads because no Portuguese lady would go out on the street without their heads covered. The long sleeve blouse, the vest, the heavy skirt, and the apron to protect that skirt. And the men, of course, is traditional black and white with long sleeves and so on. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Now we can go on to number four, which is Malhão Original. It's number one on the CD, Malhão Original. And keep an eye on this one because we want you to participate with us. We're going to play it about halfway, and then we'll give you a signal, and you cut it, and then we'll start again, and either from the beginning or from there. It doesn't matter. And we want some of you to come up to the stage and participate on Malhão, Malhão Original. And again, this number is from north. It actually started in Barcelos. Barcelos is a little town, not even a city, I don't think, in northern Portugal, where Malhão came from. So, ladies and gentlemen, senhores e senhores, vamos ao Malhão. We'll just do a little bit more. I kind of forgot, you know. But let's have some participation up here. Come on. Come on, folks. Anybody. It's so easy. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 1, 2, 3, rest. 1, 2, 3, rest. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, we come on. We can't waste time. Let's go. We only have a half an hour. Come on, folks. Come on. There you go. Come on. Just grab a partner. Gentlemen, we need some gentlemen up here. Come on up. Vamos, vamos. Temos portugueses também. Não temos portugueses aí. Fala ver. We do have some Portuguese present, and you know. It's very simple. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. Nothing to it. All right. Here we go. Go on. Either from the beginning or whatever. From the beginning.
Oh, Malhão, Malhão, que vida é tua? Oh, Malhão, Malhão, que vida é tua?
Comer e beber, a Malhão, Malhão, passear na rua.
Oh, Malhão, Malhão, oh, Margaridinha, oh, Malhão, Malhão, oh, Margaridinha.
Era do teu pai, mas agora é minha. Era do teu pai, era do teu pai, mas agora é minha.
Hey, that's good, that's good. That's terrific. Let's give him a big hand. Come on, all these participants. There you go. Very good. By the way, rehearsals is on Friday night at 9 o'clock. It's on 46th Avenue in St. Petersburg at the Portuguese Club, okay? Every Friday night after dinner, we have rehearsals. It's about 9 o'clock. So we'll be waiting for you and for you and for you out there, okay? Yeah. All right, what else can I? Oh, yes. Let's have Noelle out there. Noelle, right up front. I forgot her in the other show, this Noelle. I don't know why I would forget her. She is the Tricana from Ovare, Aveiro, and Coimbra, from that area. And the Tricana is the rich farmer. She doesn't work. She has the black skirt, the long sleeve blouse, and the kerchief. And the kerchief does not cover her ears. It may cover one, but not both, so that the other one, it shows her earring, usually in gold, nice, large, to show that she's got money. She doesn't work. She has servants and so on. So the most work that she does is early in the morning. Maybe she'll go out to the flower garden and pick some flowers. Okay, so that's the Tricana. Thank you. And she's missing the little cape over her shoulders, but it's kind of hot. Okay, Noelle. We're ready for Rosinha. Rosinha, which is number 23. And we have the youngsters plus one. And we're ready. Senhoras e senhores, Rosinha.
Oh, minha Rosinha, eu hei de te amar.
E eu a salve do
tão mar. Oh, minha Rosinha, eu hei de te amar.
E eu a salve
do tão mar. Vai, 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 vai.
Oh, minha Rosinha, é do meu coração.
That was beautiful. Very good. Now, one more time, youngsters, take a bow, because this is it. This is your last chance. All right, here we go. How about Philip? How about Philip? Can Philip come out? Huh? Can they come? There you go, Philip. Come on out. Now, today I'm not going to introduce all the families, but Philip is the father of two of the little girls. His wife is also in the group right there. Put up your hand. And Philip is not an original member of the group, but about 2 years shy, I think. About 2 years. So he's been with the group about 23 years, and they took off a little time to make two babies, and then they came back with a baby. So we're back. And we have all the families that way. So anyway, I introduced Noelle. All right, let's have the lady from Alentejo right there, the sales girl. Come on out. She is a sales lady from the farm. She goes to the market with her goods on her head, usually, or from door to door. From Alentejo and Ribatejo, thank you, from the center of Portugal. Okay? Now let's have the Campino, our cowboy, our Portuguese cowboy. Here we go. The pants tie just below the knee. They are short and tight, so you can mount and dismount a horse without any problems. He does not have pockets in his pants. Therefore, he uses his hat. His hat can be used to protect his head from the cold or from the heat, or use as a purse. Many times they put a little change. Or when they used to smoke, they used to carry the tobacco. But nobody in Portugal smokes anymore. Nobody smokes in Portugal. So thank you, Campino, Portuguese cowboy from Ribatejo. And I know I have one more. Nazaré. Let's have Nazaré from the fishing village of Nazaré, halfway up Portugal. Yeah. As you can see, she's also covered, you know, something on her head, long sleeves and so on. But she's also missing a cape, which she usually has right over her shoulders to protect her blouse from the fish juices, because normally she would be carrying a fish basket and sell it from door to door. Her husband or boyfriend or whoever does the fishing during the night, she sells it early in the morning. The beauty part about that, the girls from Nazaré, is that they have 7 skirts, 6 petticoats and 1 outer skirt. Do you have it? Do you have the 7? Can we count them? Yes. All right. Very good. We have 6 petticoats and 1 outer skirt. Thank you. And let me tell you something. Up until a couple of years, well, maybe more than a couple of years ago, a few years ago, it was fine for any fellow or anybody to go up to the ladies in Nazaré and say, let me count your skirts, and actually count them to make sure that they had the 6 petticoats. No longer. Don't do that anymore. It's against the law. Okay? So stay away from the girl's skirts. Are we ready for the last number? It is Malhão Arouca. The Rosinha, now it's Malhão Arouca. So let's get ready for Malhão Arouca. Now, Malhão Arouca, we only have a half an hour, so we have to get out of here, you know, real quick. Are we pressed for time? We have one more number. Okay. Malhão Arouca, again, is the Malhão from northern Portugal, but this is done Madeira style. From the island. Oh, I didn't introduce the girls from the Azores. Before we do this, we got to introduce the girls from the Azores. Azores, let's get out there. Santa Maria, São Miguel, Graciosa, and so on. The working costumes of the ladies from the Azores. Again, it's very typical, just like the ones from Portugal, because they were all immigrants from Portugal to the Azores. So thank you very much, ladies, from the Azores. As I was saying, Malhão Arouca, again, is from northern Portugal, but it's done Madeira style, just like they do in Madeira. So watch them carefully because of the movements that they do. It's just like they're doing when they're picking pineapples. By the way, pineapples, they were brought to Hawaii by the Portuguese from Madeira. Hawaii had no pineapples. We did in Madeira when the Portuguese went there, because they were one of the first settlers of Hawaiian Islands. They brought the pineapples with them. Another thing that they brought, and you've seen it around here, and you can check into it, the history of it, is the ukulele. That's a Portuguese instrument that was brought to Hawaii by the Portuguese. Okay? So check that. Check the ukulele, and you'll see the history of it. Are you ready? Where am I dancing? Right here. Oh, close by. All right. What's the name of this thing? Malhão Arouca. Senhoras e senhores, vamos ao Malhão.
O Malhão triste, Malhão, e o Malhão triste, Malhão, o Malhão triste, por causa de ti, Malhão, por causa de ti, Malhão, e vou ter que apaixonar.
Que não vou suspirar jamais.
Moreninhas do convento, moreninhas.
Tina, thank you very much for inviting us to be here. And if you invite us again next year, we'll be here again. Okay? She says that we have time for one more. Number 21, Shula Miranda. Number 21. All right, you get ready. Right then, for our last number, Shula Miranda. Senhoras e senhores, vamos a Shula.
Portuguese from St. Petersburg.